Well, the world's largest retail giant wins a massive concession from organized labor. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marla, retail giant Walmart scored a major victory against labor organizations that fight for better working conditions for its members. As part of a settlement with the National Labor Relations Board, labor groups will end picketing Walmart stores for at least 60 days. The agreement comes after Walmart filed a complaint to the NLRB last November against the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and the group Walmart, a workers' rights organization made up of former and current Walmart workers. Walmart cites a National Labor Relations Act provision that prohibits strikes that last longer than 30 days for organizing drives. Stores organized by the UFCW and union affiliate Our Walmart held demonstrations on Black Friday. The retailer says those demonstrations threaten to disrupt businesses and intimidate customers and other store workers. UFCW spokesperson Evan Yates says U.S. labor laws tend to weigh in favor of corporations and offers weak penalties for employers. He says the rules make it difficult for workers to prevent abuse and redress their grievances.
There have been more than 80 charges filed by members of the organization United for Respect against Walmart because of its attempts to silence workers at stores across the country. They include wrongful termination, unfair labor practices. Other pending charges allege that Walmart unlawfully attempted to deter workers from participating in the legally protected strikes that they planned during last year's Black Friday shopping period. This includes alleged illegal threats from Walmart managers and the company's national spokesperson, David Tovar, who the charges allege has threatened workers on national television. In addition, there have been cases that have already been settled. In Kentucky, for instance, a settlement of one charge was reached between Walmart and a worker named Aaron Lawson. Walmart fired Lawson following his distribution of flyers and speaking out for better wages and consistent hours for him and his coworkers. As part of that settlement, for instance, Walmart agreed to rehire him and provide full back wages for the time he was out of work. Workers like Aaron Lawson, who've been unlawfully terminated, what happens to them is they get put back to work with full back pay. But when you're dealing with a huge multinational corporation, it's rounding errors in their budget. It's not. Unlike somebody like Aaron, who had his life impacted by the company's action, the remedies that are available are not nearly sufficient.
Yates says changing Walmart in favor of workers could have profound implications and effects for America's fastest growing economic sector.
It's truly incredible, and I think the workers at the organization United for Respect of Walmart, I've met and talked to many of them, and I don't think they're going to stop raising their voices, that they're going to stop speaking up, that they're going to stop letting known that this company needs to make changes to improve the lives of the workers and their families and their communities, and so I really don't think this will slow them down at all. I just think that this campaign it's amazing. It's provoking reaction and changes from Walmart workers across the country. There were actions at more than 1,000 stores. Walmart workers walked out at more than 100 Walmart stores on Black Friday. And we're seeing people from all over the country unite around this idea that America's retail leader could be a voice for a better retail environment. That if we change Walmart, we can change the face of America's fastest growing section of employment, which is the retail sector. And, you know, all across the country, people are really motivated by this idea that there is a better future possible for all of America's working families. And it begins, you know, here, it begins now with trying to change Walmart.
Regardless of the settlement terms, workers with the union and the group, Our Walmart, say they'll continue to press the world's largest retailer for better overall working conditions and better wages. The complaints filed by Our Walmart and the UFCW against Walmart are still pending. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT, local news.
Thank you for that, Jacob. And, of course, you'll keep us up to date on the progress of that.
Oh, without a doubt.